American business is under assault from counterfeiters and pirates.
We are the pirates.
Piracy on the net.
We are the pirates.
Of the internet. Ooh, I go online with them any day.
Every day, 7 days a week, criminals are stealing American ideas and products and distributing them over the internet.
Be careful.
The Department of Homeland Security in the US has announced a new operation to pursue violators of intellectual property rights, with a promise to find and prosecute owners of websites that offer illegal downloads of American films and television shows.
You are engaged in an unauthorized procedure. Remain where you are.
From counterfeit pharmaceuticals, electronics, to pirated movies and software, internet crooks are undermining the U.S. economy on a grand scale.
There's a war out there, a world war, and it's not about who's got the most bullets, it's about who controls the information.
Today we announce a long-term effort to turn the table on these thieves. ICE, in coordination with our partners at the Intellectual Property Rights Center, is launching Operation In Our Sights.
What we see and hear, how we work, what we think, it's all about the information.
A sustained effort to combat criminal counterfeiting and piracy over the internet. Working with industry, we will systematically target websites that offer counterfeit or pirated products. We will seize the websites.
Freeze!
We will prosecute the owners. We will forfeit the illegal proceeds. If a site reappears, so will we. If the criminals move overseas, we will follow.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. Resistance is futile.
Operation In Our Sights starts today with a series of enforcement actions against websites dedicated to pirated films. We have seen 9 domain names of websites that were engaged in criminal theft of American movies and television shows. Movieslinks.tv, nowmovies.com, tvshack.net, filespump.com, planetmovies.com, zml.com, ninjavideo.net, ninjathis.net, thepiratecity.org.
So criminal.
These sites will now be defunct and controlled by Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
You are engaged in an unauthorized procedure. Remain where you are.
The reason why I think Ninja Video and its compadres got the shaft is that this is a historical shot across the bow, similar to what happened to the early days of music file sharing. This is the Napster shot for music and videos online, right?
Right.
They went after the biggest players in that quote-unquote market at that time for music file sharing. Kazaa, you might remember them. Grokster, who ended up going all the way to the Supreme Court and losing. You know, those sites were treated similarly when the, music industry decided that they were going to go after quote-unquote music piracy. However, while sites that aggregate music like Napster and things like that are gone, it certainly doesn't mean that you can't get that music online.
Right.
You know,
right.
Similar to Ninja Video, Napster didn't host its own stuff. It was only a search index of what everyone else on Napster was sharing. Ninja Video was a site where people uploaded things to share in a central archive. Now, this is obviously going to have to play itself out in court. You'll notice that no one was arrested yet.
Well, they said they did do some seizures, but they didn't.
They did some house seizures. Search warrants.
Yeah.
So somebody's probably going to get dined for this in some sort of probably civil.
Yeah.
Possibly criminal manner. But no one got arrested up front. No one was dragged out in handcuffs.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. And so I think basically this was one of these things that was bound to happen. And when the community of people that were sharing copyrighted material grew to a size that it could no longer be ignored, regardless of the profits. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, like Farrah said, the numbers here are meaningless. Regardless of the profits, because the community itself got too big for its britches, it had to be slapped down, and that is why ICE did what it did.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that there's all this job loss, 2.5 million jobs because of the pirates. That's what the guy from Disney said. They're saying all these people are losing jobs. Meanwhile, these movies like Toy Story 3, what, 60 million?
Right.
The vampire flick is over 130 million.
Let's not forget Avatar from last year.
Avatar. You know, all these things that are out there are making record profits, yet they're saying people are losing their jobs, and I know that.
Guess who's causing them to lose their jobs? It's not piracy. It's a technique called offshoring, and it happens in plenty of industries. And that is where a country, or in the movie business's case, individual states or even individual cities, will offer financial incentives to draw film production into their area. For example, the state of Illinois has a film commission, a film board, whose sole job is designed to promote, like, Chicago and whatever other scenery we might have in the state as a place to shoot films. And in doing so, they'll offer you a ton of incentives. They'll give you tax breaks on things that you would need to buy in-state. They will subsidize things like closing off entire blocks of downtown Chicago so that you can use them for a day or two or a week or sometimes and things like that. And basically what's been happening in the idea of film production is the race to the bottom. The primary thing that pisses me off about this, the primary example of offshoring that pisses me off about this is Lord of the Rings. The Lord of the Rings trilogy. Where was it filmed?
New Zealand, right?
New Zealand. Why was it filmed in New Zealand? What does New Zealand have that California does not, as far as scenery goes?
Volcanoes?
Well, you can always go over to, like, Yellowstone and check out the caldera there and things like that. But,
I don't know.
You know, I mean, what? There was no material reason to shoot those films in New Zealand other than the fact that the nation of New Zealand basically told the studio behind the Lord of the Rings trilogy, if you bring your production here, you know, we'll blow you. We'll give you everything you want. We'll give you, you know, tax-free this. We'll give you so many incentives. And so we'll make sure that the labor's not union, you know, working on the films. They do those things, and it drives wages down for everyone, similar to any other form of economic globalization. Film production has actually been offshored to places not in the United States, even though most of the major motion picture studios are based in the United States, and in fact, many major motion pictures are, you know, the premise of them is in the United States. They're not shot here anymore.
Right.
There's your job loss, okay? That job loss occurs before the movie is even put out, before the movie is even given to the consumer or the viewing public, before it can even be pirated. That job loss has already occurred.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to call BS on the loss of jobs
mm-hmm.
example, because that's the film industry's problem. I have a colleague of mine, Camille Johnson Yale, who actually both works here, her and her husband. Her husband still does. They worked in the film industry. Like, that one of the Batman movies was shot in Chicago, and they worked on that, and they worked on countless other stuff. And she's actually writing her PhD dissertation on the process of what has happened to labor in the film industry and how offshoring took place and how back in the 50s, unions actually conspired with motion picture makers to, get rid of communists and all these things,
right.
And how that's led to the situation of today, where people, the workers who actually make the films, the people who run the cameras, who load the film, who make the sets, who run the cables, who do everything but act or direct, they're all scrambling for work right now because the market is so tight because offshoring is the norm.
And a lot of those workers are leaking some of these movies, some of the screeners, the DVD screeners that come out, putting them up online. And, I mean, nobody else is doing it. You know, I can't go find a DVD screener. But a lot of that's happening. This whole thing, too, the whole operation in our sights is not just about movies. It's pharmaceuticals, health and safety, whatever that is, electronics and games, and, of course, music. The evil one. They're launching this big effort. But as far as I know, just 9 sites have been shut down that we know of. I don't know what is to follow, if they're going to go after, what, pharmaceutical people that are online or people that sell herbs. I'm not sure. They didn't explain any of that. They made this big sensational thing on the Disney soundstage, and that's it. I haven't heard any other news about it, actually. It's been pretty quiet trying to find news about this.
Yeah, I mean, there are sites out there that you would think would be covering this and would be all over it as some sort of, you know, oh my God, look what happened. The feds are swooping in to take our rights away. But like I said, I think people who are old enough and have been through the first iteration of file sharing with music are looking at this and going, they're kind of shrugging their shoulders. That's what I'm doing. I'm going, well, you know, I mean, this is bound to happen.
Right.
You know, if you know, it's kind of funny that this all takes place shortly after Viacom CBS loses its lawsuit to Google over YouTube copyright infringement. It's almost like, wow, we lost that court case, so let's go throw the strong arm on some lesser funded people who we know are in the business of sharing videos, and therefore, we'll get our jolly good feelings out of that. I mean, to tell you the truth, Bob, I don't see the shutdown of these sites necessarily as a direct a threat to my freedom of speech. I think that the government, for whatever reason, is making an example of people, like they often do when they want to get a point across. And the point across, obviously, here is sharing videos online is bad. Therefore, we're whacking these 9 sites. Will that kind of trend continue? Well, it's like a lot of other enforcement activity. Sometimes they do a high-profile thing, then you hear nothing for a while. It's really interesting that no one is catching, for example, the leakers from studios.
Right.
Because every single master copy of a DVD that's made for a motion picture studio is individually watermarked with a special digital image. Which can be seen using special software. And so, for example, like all the people on the motion picture ratings board all get copies of DVDs, and there's, 16, 12 people on that board, I don't remember. And let's say one of them leaked the film. This supposedly a studio could come back, look at the copy of that leaked film, read the watermark, and figure out which DVD it came from.
Even if it's turned into a DivX file or ripped and all that?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Which kind of points me to another interesting deal. That is that the leakage that may be taking place is actually happening prior to the watermarking process, which means that the leaker is pretty high up in the final production chain on these films.
And you are tuned to Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com, and Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. We're talking to John Anderson, host of DIYmedia.net, and my media expert for the day. Let's break right now for a public service announcement from Steal This Disc.
Hey, dude, come here. Hey, check it out. I'm Brett Chase, writer-director of Love and Blow. You know, the hit new independent, just passed $50 million at the box office. Check these out. These are illegal copies of my movie. My movie! The one I busted my ass on for 4 years. I begged for equipment, I borrowed from everyone, pulled in every favor, then I maxed out my credit cards to take it to Sundance. That's where Summa Classics picked it up for distribution, gave me 20% of net.
Now look it.
Piracy is wrong. Piracy is immoral. Piracy takes money out of the filmmaker's mouth, and they should be shot. And you know what? Summa fucking Classics is the biggest goddamn pirate, because there's no way my $200,000 movie needs to gross $100 million to break even. It's bullshit. So that's why I'm selling these. Yo, check it out. It's the only way I'm going to make a dime off this deal. I mean, shit, I get 5 cents of every unit. After the recoupment of negative costs and deferments, against the reserve, 40%. Cross-collateralized with the ancillaries, it's fucked. It is fucked.
Chill out.
Five bucks. So take it from guys like me that get screwed by the film companies. Download the hell out of movies, rip the fuck out of DVDs, sneak into a movie theater with a camera stuck up your ass if you have to, because the real piracy is going on in Hollywood, not some kid's dorm room. This message was brought to you by the creative community. Yo, check it out! New flick!
What people do online with some of these films is amazing. Like the cam copies someone shooting in a theater that comes out is really shitty. There's bad sound. But then they'll take a copy from Germany and put the line audio in that, and then somebody will filter out all the bad video, and actually it'll be a pretty watchable copy.
Right.
Which was pretty amazing.
You know, there are people out there that are committed enough to actually want to do that because they feel it's important to share that movie or that documentary or whatever with a larger audience. Thanks to digital technology, the capabilities of doing that are in more people's hands than ever.
TV shows as well, that people record TV shows off of their TiVo, I don't know how they do it, and uploads them and then somehow links it to Ninja Video, but it's not on the site. It's actually all the video is up on Mega Upload, which you watch streaming video from that site. So I noticed that Mega Upload hasn't been shut down.
Right.
I thought that was kind of interesting in this whole thing, that they're coming after all these sites that all they do is link to these files.
Well, there's a couple of points that I think need to be made right up front here when dealing with things like this. Sites like RapidShare and Mega Upload and things like that are writing a fine line that a site like Ninja Video is not, in that they allow people to share any files of any kind with anyone through this website as an intermediary. For example, I am the coordinator for electronic music at my community radio station, and a lot of promo companies now send things via download. And they don't send you a CD anymore. They send you the CD tray art, and they send you the MP3s, and they expect you to make the CD for the station.
Right.
If, like our station, we don't have computers to play music out of. And a lot of that stuff's on RapidShare and Mega Upload, and that is the legitimate use of that because they have the copyright for that music, and they're using this service to distribute releases to people like me. Now, I could subsequently forward on that link to a bunch of my friends and let them have access to that free file, but I'm too lazy to do that. And plus, sites like Mega Upload and RapidShare are also used for the temporary storage. And typically for the temporary storage of files, not like a permanent archival file thing. So I think there's got to be a difference between why sites like Mega Upload and RapidShare and things like that are still around while Ninja Video gets the shaft. Well, I think it's kind of interesting. Like, I tried Ninja Video once.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking for Law and Order Criminal Intent episodes because I'm a big fan of Vincent D'Onofrio as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he's being kind of phased out of the show, while I'm writing my dissertation, I like to take breaks, and so I'm a Netflix subscriber, all right? So for $9 a month, I get four DVDs in the mail, and then unlimited viewing of anything they have online. Well, fortunately for me, Law & Order Criminal Intent is online all the way through season 6. So the last 4 seasons, 7, 8, 9, and the current season, aren't online. And one of my friends told me about Ninja Video, and I went online, and you know what? They didn't have the collection of Law and Order Criminal Intent that I wanted. So for me, it was kind of like, you know, site worked for me. It didn't have what I wanted.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's not a good site. It doesn't mean that, you know, it deserved to be shut down, but I was just kind of like, you know, I'll wait for Netflix to make, you know, I can always request those Law & Order DVDs and have them sent to me, or I'll wait for them to put them up online for instant viewing, and then I'll watch them on my computer. That's another thing that I think is happening with things like the consumption of digital media in the 21st century, is that this is something that a lot of visionaries were talking about in the 90s, is this whole idea of micropayments, where instead of charging you $15 for an album, why not charge you 99 cents for a track? That way, if you don't want to buy the whole album, you don't have to. Right?
iTunes.
I'm willingly allowing Netflix to charge me $9 a month.
Uh-huh.
Because in my view, the value that I get out of Netflix, especially its instant streaming viewing thing, and I'm not trying to be a pimp for Netflix here, I'm just saying, you know, is worth it to me. Now, not everybody has $9 a month in discretionary income. But in a lot of cases, a lot of the quote-unquote piracy that has taken place has already been moved over into legitimate domains where people are actually paying up.
Yeah.
And so it's not like the whole idea of file sharing, wholesale material, copyrighted or not, is a new thing or a growing thing. It just so happens that in this case, no one's put the squeeze on anybody for videos yet, and these sites were unfortunately at the top of the heap, the tallest ones on the mountain, you know? And the tallest trees get cut down.
Yeah, except for Pirate Bay.
Well, and that's an interesting case, because Pirate Bay has actually been doing a lot of juggling. You know, they've been facing a court conviction, and they keep changing internet service providers in Europe, and then the Swedish authorities hunt down them, and they basically tell those internet service providers, take this site down, it's in violation of laws, and so they do, and then the Pirate Bay has to move somewhere else. Well, the Pirate Bay server's next stop may be the Swedish Parliament. Because, as you know, in Sweden, there's a party called the Pirate Party, whose whole political platform is that copyright infringement is not such a bad thing, and that ideas of intellectual property have gone way too far, and so we need to do things, regulatorily speaking, that can change the way we share information to make it easier and more cost-effective, free. For us to do so. So there are actually people that are sitting in the Swedish Parliament that have been elected on this platform called the Pirate Party. And just like the U.S. Congress, the Swedish Parliament has certain immunities from certain laws. So the Pirate Party has a server rack in the basement of the Swedish Parliament. And if they put the Pirate Bay in that server rack, the Swedish government can't touch them.
Wow.
And right now, the Pirate
That's
Party
great.
Is kind of hemming and hawing over whether or not they want to take this on.
Yeah.
I hope that they do, because I think it would be the most ironic thing in the entire world.
It's funny, around this whole ICE raid thing, they got hacked for a bunch of information.
Right.
Recently, probably around the whole time, and then supposedly got a bunch of log information from people that log in. I don't log in there, but I torrent, and that's a whole nother world, because Ninja Video, we were talking about direct download and streaming. This is torrenting, which includes many, many other people in one effort to upload and download things.
So, like, in one case, you know, what ICE did is they took down one vector for how copyrighted material gets distributed for free on the internet. But, as you've just pointed out, there are so many other vectors, like BitTorrent, that you can use to still do this practice that no one should be crapping their pants right now.
Oh, and there's many other direct download sites, too.
Just because ICE, you know, held a production on a Disney soundstage.
Yeah.
You know, they have to flex their muscles. This is what they did. I think, going back to the idea of counterfeit, I think... Even though they didn't, basically, I think the reason why they were vague is because they don't want to tip off certain parties like the Chinese, right? As we've heard through, you know, the past couple of years, and as we should know by now, almost everything we use is made in China, right? And many of these products have been defective. There was a case of drywall, for example, that was sold from China in the United States, put in all these homes, and apparently it had some sort of chemical or mold in it, which made people sick, and somebody almost died, and things like that. There have been food recalls that have been based on additives, which were made in Chinese factories, that were then added to products in the United States that turned out to be defective or harmful. And China is playing catch-up economically with the rest of the world. In the last 30 to 40 years, China's gone through an economic revolution. And one of the ways by which they've had to do that is to bootstrap their economy by stealing people's ideas, which I really cannot blame them for, since they want to bootstrap 1.3 million people into the 21st century. So they've become basically the kings of counterfeit items. And these counterfeit items can include things like generic pharmaceuticals. They can include things like clothing, obviously. They can include things like media. And so, yeah, I think you will be seeing a lot more activity on this front. They happen to do it on videos and copyrighted material because, A, the media is sure as hell going to cover that issue. They're not going to care so much about tainted meat as they will about things that hurt their own profit centers. And B, it's an issue that they could move quickly on. They didn't need to get into a big international row with the Chinese and start a trade war with them over taking these 9 websites down. But I think this is going to be a larger, part of a larger project that's going to go after people that are flooding the market with quote-unquote counterfeit items, and some of those could legitimately be dangerous to your health and safety. But that doesn't mean that I agree with the idea of taking down video sharing sites.
Right, so, or music, that, for that matter.
Yeah. Music, and, you know, still, like I said, I can still get all that stuff online anyway. So
yeah,
all they're moving, whenever authorities do things like this, is they're simply moving the issue underground. It's with everything, you know. Dope smoking, you know, music file sharing, now video file sharing. It'll move to areas that are less out of the public eye. It'll move to technologies which need community-based actual activism to work, like I need to be sharing my music on my computer, on my internet connection, for other people to benefit. And the process will continue.
Kind of like pirate radio.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to mention one other thing on this whole IP thing.
Okay.
We've covered this before. ACTA,
the
Counterfeiting Trade Agreement,
yeah,
is making its way into law. President Obama has come out in favor of it, and the Senate is teeing it up for ratification soon. Once that happens, Lawrence Lessig and some other law professors are immediately going to sue over the constitutionality of that agreement. So... just an update on that situation.
This is where they can go into your laptop or your media player and see if you have pirated material on it and charge you for it at airports or
confiscate
wherever.
Them. Yeah, confiscate them. Yeah. Another way of trying to crack down on cross-border content piracy.
Well,
yeah.
We've been talking with John Anderson. I want to thank you for coming on the show and check out John's website, DIYmedia.net.
Operation in our sights starts today with a series of enforcement actions against websites dedicated to pirated films. We have seized 9 domain names of websites that were engaged in criminal theft of American movies and television shows. Movieslinks.tv, nowmovies.com, tvshack.net, filespump.com, planetmovies.com, zml.com, ninjavideo.net, ninjathis.net, thepiratecity.org. These sites will now be defunct and controlled by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Visitors will either get an error message or a banner announcing the seizure by federal authorities, namely ICE and the Department of Justice. Domain names seized today were offering pirated American films and TV shows on a grand scale.
So rip the fuck out of DVDs and download the hell out of movies.
Okay, I'll try, but it's dangerous.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. 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 So much for the golden future.
We're labeled pirates. We're called thieves. We're raided and arrested. And we're forced to hide behind aliases while we weave and we bob through these gray areas of laws not yet written. You have taken an industry barely 100 years old and destroyed its public integrity. You have made fools of us and forced a discontent that is exponentially swelling through the ranks of the computer literate. You, and only you, opened the door for Ninja Video. Sites like mine are a direct manifestation of your apathy. You can't hold entertainment hostage anymore. You can't hold news hostage.
You don't know what it's like.
Movieslinks.tv had 3.3 million visitors to its site last month alone. Together, all the domain names had 6.7 million visitors in a single month. Nowmovies.com went from 17,000 visitors in a month in May of 2009 to 162,000 in May of this year, a nearly tenfold increase in a single year. NinjaVideo.net offered a pirated version of Iron Man 2 2 days before its release in the United States. I don't think that we've stopped internet piracy in a day, but this is going to be a sustained effort. We're going to be at this week after 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 week. And we know that some of these websites are going to reappear, and we're going to be right there with them every step of the way.
There's a war out there, a world war, and it's not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information.
Operation in our sights. Operation in our sights. Operation in our sights.
What we see, hear, how we work, what we think, it's all about the information.
I assure you, whether or not you ever take Ninja Video down, there will be more of us. This game can't be stopped. So how about it's understood? We're a community made up of millions. We come from every country, every walk of life, every economic level, and we're smart. We're young. We're articulate. We're your audience, but we're tired, and we can fight back. Samuel Adams once said, "It does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen to set brush fires in people's minds." We have lit that flame, and it can't be put out. Will you help us harness its power? Or will you let us all burn with you alongside?